I find there are three specific situations in Scripture where anger is justifiable. Number one, when God's word and God's will are knowingly disobeyed by God's people. Something should happen in the heart of the child of God who sees other believers sinning openly, ignoring and displaying the will of God. It's not good for us to look on passively. Something's wrong. When Moses saw what was going on around that golden calf, he couldn't handle it. He got downright indignant. Further, there is an instance in Solomon's life that shows us the Lord does not overlook acts of carnality. 1 Kings 11 is the very sad tale of Solomon's last years. He had been blessed with riches, the likes of which the world has never known. The late J. Paul Getty would look like a bum compared to Solomon. He was loaded, and he had more wives and concubines, it seems, than any other man who has ever lived. He had more wisdom than anyone else in Scripture. But look at the latter part of his life. Now King Solomon loved many foreign women along with the daughter of Pharaoh, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonian, and Hittite women from all the nations concerning which the Lord had said to the sons of Israel, "You shall not associate with them, neither shall they associate with you, for they will surely turn your heart away after their gods." Solomon held fast to these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart away. For it came about when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. 1 Kings 11, verses 1 through 4. The next four verses describe his idolatrous practices. Then we read, "Now the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he did not observe what the Lord had commanded." 1 Kings 11, verses 9 and 10. Anger is justified not only on man's part, but on the Lord's part, when we openly and knowingly disobey his word. On some fronts, grace has been twisted to convey the idea that God no longer has any standards, or that a godly quality of life is not expected of us, now that we're under grace. This is a perversion and a lie right out of the pit of hell. The scriptures show us that the Lord always has and always will become intensely angry when we choose to openly disobey him. If you are continuing to live in open, knowing disobedience to God, I warn you that the Lord's anger is kindled against you. I will deal with this at length in my next chapter on defection. By his grace, he might permit you the time to see this, but I assure you that it will bear tremendous consequences. There are other occasions in the Bible in which anger is justified. Number two, when God's enemies assume positions of jurisdiction outside their rights. The prophet Isaiah records an example of the Lord's enemies moving into a realm outside their rights. The Lord rebuked them for it. "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes in drinking wine and valiant men in mixing strong drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe." And now here's the phrase, "and take away the rights of the ones who are in the right. Woe to them. Therefore, as a tongue of fire consumes stubble, so their root will become like rot, and their blossom blow away as dust. For they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts, and despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. On this account, the anger of the Lord has burned against his people." Isaiah 5, verses 20 through 25. The little phrase in verse 23 attracts my attention. Those who take away the rights of the ones who are in the right. My point is this. Anger is justified when enemies of the Lord take away rights outside their realm of jurisdiction. Several examples could be shown from Scripture. For example, in 1 Samuel 11, Saul is the anointed king when an enemy comes to invade the land. We read in 1 Samuel 11:6 that the Spirit of God came upon Saul mightily when he heard these words, and he became very angry. Literally, his anger became intense because war was being declared against the land of God and the people of Israel. Their freedom was being threatened.